And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Avast there. It be too late to alter course, mateys.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. Today we are going to recap. We just got back, as many of you know.
Take two.
We actually recorded this podcast already, and something happened with the audio. So this is our second recording of this podcast.
Accidentally. I think, is it operator error or what? But that is annoying when it doesn't record. Yeah,
40 minutes of podcasting, great podcast, and it's gone. So
here
this one's
go.
Probably going to stink. Sorry, guys.
Sorry ahead of time. Keep on listening. It gets better, though. So we just got back from our Walt Disney World vacation. We have a lot to talk about. So this is probably going to be a part one of two show.
Yeah.
Because there is just so much to cover. And we only probably have your attention for what, like 30 minutes, you'd say?
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying 30, 40 minutes is perfect time for the podcast. So
then they get sick of us.
Yeah.
So we don't want that to happen. So here we go. So our recent trip, we actually did not stay on property this time. So I really want to talk a little bit about that because I've gotten some emails from people saying the same thing, that they're not going to be staying on property.
And we drove.
And we drove. Let's not mention that right away.
Okay.
I'm trying to forget about that, actually.
Well, the trip down is not bad, but the drive back is always challenging.
Yeah, totally. Like, the ride down is exciting. The kids are excited. We're excited. It's not, it's the anticipation too. Like, getting there is all so much fun. So getting in the car and packing everything up, going home, not so fun.
Not at all.
And it's a long ride for us. So what is it, like 23 hours or something in the car? So anyway, we can talk about that today or on another show, because there's actually some things that I learned along the way that might help other people that, you know, if they decide to drive, you know, in a car or whatever. So
how else would you drive?
I don't know. In a motorcycle?
Someone's going to take their motorcycle all the way from Boston to Florida?
You never know. They could go from like Georgia to Florida in a motorcycle. That'd be kind of fun.
I don't know about that.
So one thing I do want to mention is that I did remember. So believe it or not, I still use our packing list. And there are things on there that I didn't, I actually am going to be adding on, because there's a few of us that came on the vacation that reminded me of certain things that I could definitely include. So that's always been being updated.
Yeah, since I forgot five things.
Well, let's not talk about that. That's something that you just didn't look at the list because you think that you know it all and that you don't need the list, but guess what? He needs the list.
Yeah, I did need the list because I went down there and I was like, oh, great, we're on vacation. Where's my toothbrush?
Right.
Where's my deodorant? What? Oh, come on. I forgot that. Where's the battery to the GoPro?
I handed you the list, the packing list.
I don't think you handed it to me. I think you put it on the nightstand and then I brushed off.
So
it's like, I'm trying to pack for Disney. What is this list doing in my way?
All right. So staying off property, not always my favorite thing. But we had to do it this time and there's a lot of reasons why.
So staying off property.
All right. So not my favorite thing, because I've always mentioned that, you know, I really love staying on property. There's so much that the resorts offer and I truly feel so, immersed and just part of the magic when I'm on property, but this time it wasn't an option. And so one of the reasons why was because we were traveling with a larger group. we were driving, so we wanted to stretch out our legs a little bit. And you can't necessarily do that even in the deluxe rooms, even though they're gorgeous. We wanted separate bathrooms and everything. So we decided to rent a house, and we did it through Airbnb, which I was a little nervous at first, but it actually turned out to be a really great experience. So I do recommend doing that.
Yeah, it took you a long time to do
that. I was just going to say, I'm really neurotic. Like, I want everything, and I'm super neurotic about cleanliness, and I'm really allergic to animals. So that was an issue for me because, you know, there's so many homes that, you know, do allow animals, and I didn't want to go down there. And, you know, you expect certain level, like, especially with a Disney resort, like, it's easy. You just pick the resort that you think, other than the budget-wise, like, you try to narrow it down that way. But then you try to find out what your family is most into. So they really like, you know, Ariel and Finding Nemo. Maybe the Art of Animation is your thing, whatever. But you know that it's going to be a great experience. It's Disney. It's going to be clean. It's pretty straightforward. When you go outside of that, I get a little nervous.
It's hard because you know that with the Disney comes along, the Disney experience of, you know what to expect from those hotels. And yeah, they might be a little bit smaller or older, but for 99% of the time, the Disney resorts are extremely clean.
Yeah. So
and then with Airbnb, you're staying at somebody's house, like, potentially.
Right. So I was a little nervous, but actually I had a really great experience. If somebody wants to email me for more information, please feel free to do so. Bruce will mention their email address and the way to contact us at the end of the episode.
Info at Unlocking the Magic. Don't even have to wait till the end of the episode.
Wow. Thanks, Bruce.
You're welcome.
So anyway, we stayed off property. Here's the deal. I don't mind staying off property, but I need to be at the parks pretty much all the time. Because I feel like when you stay off property, especially for us, this was like a 15-minute drive. Once we're gone, it's like we're gone. We don't have the Disney experience. We're not in the magic. Like, you lose a lot of that. But if you do plan to do a lot of Disney things and go to the parks, you know, pretty much the whole stay, that's a different story. And in fact, you might save some money, which we did. You know, we saved a bunch by staying off property. We went to the store. We had, you know, plenty of snacks at the house, which made it easier, especially for our wallets.
Yeah, we had a private pool with a jacuzzi, so it was to relax. It was a little bit easier to go back to the hotel and relax after the long day of the parks in your own space.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say, if you're going to parks, let's say you're there for 5 days, and 4 of the days you're gonna be at parks, you probably don't need to stay at a Disney resort because you're gonna be so exhausted that you're not even gonna appreciate or get the time to enjoy your resort. You know. Do you feel super immersed in the Disney whole experience and the cast members and all that? Yeah, for sure. You know, I love that. But, you know, it's not for everybody, but we did it. And, you know, that's my opinion of it. I had a great time renting a house, but I definitely, there's a little of that spark that's missing.
I would say that if you're going to, excuse me, sorry. If you're going to go debate on whether to rent a house or staying out private, this is my opinion. I think that if you're going to the parks a lot, renting a house might be a good option. If you're not going to the parks a lot, say you're going there for a week and you're only going to 2 days of parks, which I know a lot of people don't do that, but there are a few people, I would stay on property because there's more to do on property without having to rent a car. I know I just said that, rent a car. there's more to do on property without having to rent a car that you can do. That you can't do is necessarily off property, because sometimes these resorts off property, like our resort was pretty far away from Disney.
It was a good 15 to 20 minute drive, I would say.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but to us, I mean, we live in an urban area where you drive to the store, it's literally down the street.
But not only that, generally speaking, this area, Disney Parks area, like when you get outside of the Disney gate, it's usually like the Kissimmee area, and that is cluttered with traffic.
Yeah, tons of traffic.
So oh my gosh.
It's a pain in the butt.
It's a pain in the butt to be away from the Disney like area. You know, once you get in it, it's fine, you know. But outside of it, it takes a while. So you have to kind of plan that ahead of time. So that's one of the things I would definitely just keep in mind. Like if you're going and expecting a 20-minute ride to the park, tag on an extra 10, 15 minutes just for the morning or evening traffic.
Yeah, depending on, too, when you're going, you know, when you're going to the parks and when you're traveling around. You think at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, there's not a lot of traffic, but there's a lot of traffic around there.
So many people are out. Yeah, it's crazy. No one sleeps in Orlando.
Like the Route 4 there, all the highways have tons of traffic all the time. It's like, it's unbelievable how much traffic there is. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's out and enjoying the weather, I guess.
I mean, that's what you do, I guess, when it's 80 degrees in February.
Yeah, you totally do.
Get out of the house.
Yeah, you don't sit around, that's for sure. So, all right, so part one of our two-part podcast, let's talk about my favorite park. Well, isn't it your favorite park? Hollywood Studios.
They're all my favorites.
I know, I was just thinking that.
I think I'd pick Epcot if I had to pick one day, but I love Hollywood Studios. You know, it's there's tons of stuff to do for us. We love the movies and that kind of theming. And I thought it was going to be a lot of stuff. I thought I was going to see a lot of construction, which we didn't see.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why ultimately, I made a huge effort to go to this particular park first and foremost. So, like, a first part of the trip, we chose Hollywood Studios because I was really curious myself, and there's so many rumors, things closing, and this, and that, and, you know, they're not offering a discount on your admission price, so, you know, kind of wanted to see what that was all about. To Bruce's surprise, I know that there was a lot open.
Don't speak for me.
Well, I know that you were like always, you say low expectations.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like
thinking. I thought I always said rent a car.
Yeah, that too. Oh. But, you know, I really thought.
Sorry, Rob.
I thought that the whole park had a lot to offer. I thought that the cast members there, the actors, the shows in the middle of the street, like, are top notch. I love how they interact with guests that are just passing by and you can't help but just stop and watch. I was really sad to see the hat gone, I guess, just because it's something that I was used to, but it feels like it makes a lot more sense now where you can see the Great Movie Ride right from the distance of Hollywood Boulevard. I really feel like it just, in essence, that's what Hollywood Studios has always been about. That Chinese theater from the yeah. distance.
It does look better without the hat. I was skeptical, not that I was skeptical about the hat coming down, but I was, you know, it's been there for so long. I didn't go to Disney when I was younger.
Mm. So you don't remember?
No, I only remember it with that hat. So,
even though you still call it MGM?
Totally. Did I say that just now?
No, but I was just thinking that. But
I'm going to call it MGM. I'm going to call it Downtown Disney.
Oh, you're forever going to call it Downtown Disney. But one thing that my oldest asked me was that what is going to be, you know, so for instance, you know, the Animal Kingdom, the sort of, what's it called? The feature there.
Pandora?
Is like the Tree of Life, like the, what's the symbol? Thank you. I don't know. You know, obviously the Magic Kingdom, it's Cinderella Castle. For Epcot, it's Spaceship Earth. What is going to be Hollywood Studios now that the hat's gone? Is it going to be, you know, like the symbol
the
of
theater?
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, because it's movie themed.
Well, each one of those has this huge sort of centerpiece, you know?
That's why they took the hat out so you could walk in. As soon as you walk in, you see the theater right from the gates.
And I love that because that brings me back to my childhood and it wraps around the whole movie theme of Hollywood Studios. So I hope that that's exactly what is intended and planned.
So a couple things going on in this park. I thought that I know that they announced that Lights, Camera, Action is closing, and it's actually closing April 2nd. I heard a guy talking about that. Funny story is they said that they didn't want to close it on the 1st because they thought the employees would think it was an April Fool's joke. That's actually the guy at the gate who works at Disney. One of the cast members said that to me.
So, yeah. So not to be, you know, who knows if that's really going to happen or not, because sometimes things change and they don't necessarily tell cast members everything because they don't want anything to leak, but that was definitely something that
It was funny that I was talking to the guy while we were waiting to get in.
Yeah. Great show. If you still get a chance to go see it, it's going to be there for a little bit while longer. I know our 8-year-old and 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 30-year-old, whatever, loved it.
Yeah, she loved it.
A lot of good, just a straight up total action packed, you know, hour of entertainment, that we sort of skipped a lot of times when we would go down, and you know, totally think that that's something you should never have skipped by. I don't know why. We just never. It seems like a lot of the shows, you feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to be waiting in line. And I'm just.
Yeah, you sit there for 45 minutes watching the show. You're going to waste a lot of time. But it's actually entertaining.
All the shows are incredibly entertaining. And
the one thing that I would say, sorry to interrupt you, but you keep talking for a long time.
I know. I'm trying not to, but I get excited.
Sorry, I know. Indiana Jones was, I think that. I don't know if it's necessarily closing. I don't know if they announced that. I have no idea. But probably something's going to happen with that because of Star Wars Lands coming. And it does need an update.
Well, they did part of the show this time. They did edit out sort of the tail end of the show that we're used to, which is like the scene with the airplane. And our kids were asking about it. They're like, oh, they were kind of bummed because that's a pretty neat scene where it's part of the movie and the experience there where like it's like the airplane, it catches on fire, and the thing blows up, whatever. But as part of the script with the director, he was talking to the audience saying that, you know, we're going to scrap that today, folks, whatever.
He was talking to his, like, it was part of the show. Almost like the guy was like, hey, there's a problem with it. All right, we're just going to scrap that. But you could listen in. You were almost like eavesdropping on their conversation.
Yeah.
But it was over the microphone.
Right. But it's like,
It just needs an update because I feel we've seen it a bunch of times now in the last few years. And it's just exactly the same every time. Down to what the guy wears who's part of the show,
They would do that. Yeah. At least change his outfit so you don't know who it is. But
yeah. Even change like what the whole, not just change his outfit, but change like what he does when he comes down. It's always the same thing.
True.
So it does need updating. So if they update that, I'd be happy because I like to see the show. I just wish that would be. I'm sure they would make it maybe more like the Star Tours, where it's they have like five different shows and they rotate through them.
Yeah.
So you never really know. I know that's a lot of work because it's a huge production.
It is a huge production. It's a lot to ask for.
You don't have to change the. I know it's scenes from the movie, so you can't really change much, but you can change the beginning part of it.
Sure.
You know, so it's like what they say and like the comedy part that they bring to it, like the live. When it's not in the scene where they talk about the movie, you could change that up to have different parts of that so it's not exactly the same every time.
Right. Well, I believe that that's going to be happening anyway. Like I said, when they took out that last scene that we're used to, I was like, oh, okay, I see changes coming.
Right.
Like, this is maybe the beginning of it, you know? The Great Movie Ride, that was recently refurbished. And, you know, everything is the same per se. If you're used to the Great Movie Ride, you might notice a little bit of difference. I love that I noticed they go into the movie a little bit deeper. Like, there's more narration, which I love because I love learning. Like, I'm one of those dorks that watches the movies, and when there's, like, what are they called when they have, like, the back scenes of it and, like, they describe. Like
behind the scenes?
Yeah. I get so excited because I think it's so neat, and there's so much that goes into making movies, and there's so many different decisions that are made, like, right up until the last minute. Like, who knew Dorothy from Wizard of Oz had her hair bleached blonde for the character, and they had filmed a bunch of scenes and they had to scrap it because they decided that it wasn't the look that they thought Dorothy should portray. So, I mean, I don't know. I just find it fascinating. So, I loved that. I loved that the Great Movie Ride, the centerpiece of the park.
I didn't notice a lot of construction going on around there. When they were doing the Disney, the Magic Kingdom, when they were redoing the entrance area there, you could tell they were doing construction. There was cranes, there was boards up, and they make it look nice, so they kind of hide it, you know. But you could tell they were doing stuff there. I didn't notice a lot of stuff at Hollywood Studios, like a lot of construction. Maybe they haven't started yet, or maybe they're just kind of in the planning mode. But other than the backlot tour being closed.
Yeah, which that is, to me, like, again, going back to, like, finding out and digging into movies and how they're made and everything, that was always an attraction that really fascinated me and inspired me as a kid. So kind of hoping that whatever they do, like, they have something similar to that.
That'll
somewhere.
Be, no, that's not, that's gone.
Not so much the backlot tour, but I don't know, maybe with Star Wars, like they have, you know, somewhere in the area, like how something was made. I don't know.
Right. Well, they're doing Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land. Those are going to be the two main features there. So.
Right. I know. But I feel like it's still going to be Hollywood Studios where the
maybe
main
not.
Idea.
Maybe they're changing the name too.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be so hard for me.
So you never know what's coming up. There's going to be big changes. It's a huge renovation that they're doing to that park. It's like $3 billion they're spending there. So it's going to be way different.
What I will say, though, like, you know, at first, the first choice of picking Hollywood Studios, I remember Bruce almost thinking, like, not to talk for you again, but I'm going to talk for you. You were thinking maybe we should do Park Hopper because you thought initially that we wouldn't be able to spend a full day there.
Yeah,
and we ended up spending a full day there and seeing everything. I mean, granted, we did do a lot of Star Tours over and over again, but you got to do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. The Star Tours had five new – we went on there five times, and I think four out of the five was a new version of what we've seen in the past. We've never seen it. And it had to do with the new Star Wars movie.
Right.
So I think that was cool. And they also have the new Star Wars launch bay.
Exactly.
Which I loved.
I thought that was pretty fast. Like, the kids were fascinated.
Yeah, I love seeing the beginning. They have like a 5 or 10 minute movie about the making of it. And the one thing that I think I love about Disney taking over is that the first three movies had a great story. The first original three back in the late 70s, early 80s. And then they made the prequels. And those, to be honest with you, were terrible. The story was horrible. The acting was horrible. I think George Lucas just did it for a paycheck. I don't think he wrote it like he wanted to make these movies great.
All right. Well, we disagree on that, but I'm not gonna debate it right now. I know.
Disney's doing with this new three is they're really getting back to the story and making the story great again. And the actors are great again. Like they, you know, when you've seen the actors in this portrayal, you're like, I don't know if it's gonna be any good, but they really do a great job. And they explain that in this video of the launch bay of, you know, why they are doing it like that. They're kind of going back to the original version of it and, you know, really get into the story and really want to make the great movies that these guys who were in their 40s and 50s now grew up on when they were like teenagers 30, 40 years ago.
I know, it is cool to see how inspired these guys are and how driven they are and how...
It's cool because they were growing up and they're, you know, 10, 15 years old. And they were fascinated by Star Wars. And then now they're 40 years old. And like, you can remake Star Wars. They're like, oh, my God, that's like the...
My dream come true.
Like if you told me at 10 years old I was going to be making Star Wars movie when I was older, I'd be like, no problem. I'll do whatever you want me to do till then.
Exactly. Like, I will just prepare. My whole life is going to be awesome.
It was so pumped.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And it was cool to see they have a lot of stuff in the Star Wars Bay, props from the show and, like, artist renderings. And it's really a lot of great stuff to see, a lot of good pictures to take.
Yeah, it's definitely the best is yet to come in there, and it definitely is like a window to what you're going to see.
A lot of costumes, like our nephew Devlin, what's going on? Shout out. I told him I'd give him a shout out in the next episode when we got back. He came with us. He so wanted to buy the Stormtrooper outfit there.
Yeah, he was ready. Like he had like his wallet in his wallet.
It's like if this is the right price, I'm buying it, and I'm walking out of here wearing this Stormtrooper outfit.
Well, it was the right price; just didn't have it.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't bring all that money. It was like $800.
He's like, whoops! I should have cracked open that piggy bank.
I said, just go jump one of the Star Wars guys walking outside. There was like two Stormtroopers walking around. I said, just jump them like they do in the movie. We'll take them out back and
I mean, take their costumes, cool.
And all of a sudden, me and him will just be walking out just like it was in the movie. That would have been awesome. We should have did that. We should have been like dragged them out back, take off their uniforms, just hop out. Nobody will know. They have masks on.
Oh my gosh. I can't even handle this right now.
Sorry.
All right. I got so excited when I saw the Stormtroopers roaming around that I thought Bruce was going to like, I really thought you were going to just pretend you didn't know me.
Yep.
For the rest of the
vacation. I kind of did a little.
I know. It's fine. I'm used to it.
They have a lot of shows like that though. And then we got in the beginning, they did that whole, which was a long skit about, but it was a nice scene on Hollywood Boulevard about, I forget what it's about, but it was just a funny skit that they
did. Well,
I got it on
skit.
Video, actually, on the GoPro. I think I got most of it.
It was a skit. It was just a skit about an actor trying to do his lines, and he wasn't getting it, and it was hilarious. And they involved the audience that was watching, and, you know, Bruce is, like, hiding between me and the kids.
No, I was, like, way in the back of the crowd. I didn't want to get
at all. Like, where'd he go? But, yeah, stuff like that is what I love about Hollywood Studios, and I continue to love, and so excited that they still have, you know, all of that. It's great entertainment without even, like, there was a lot of people that were just whizzing through going to the next thing, missing that whole skit that was taking place. And I make a note now to stop and pay attention because you missed some of the great stuff that happens right in front of you. And
they don't,
it's pretty
funny. They don't look at that as part of the going to... you know, we look at that as part of going to Hollywood Studios. They don't. They look at all the attractions, and then they, you know, they go on the Tower of Terror, and then the Rock and Roller Coaster, and then before you know it, you've gone on the attractions, and it's over. But if you really slow down and not only go on the attractions, but watch those shows that they put on for you, and then go to all the shows and take a look around of what, like, there's a lot of hidden stuff at Hollywood Studios that most people walk right by.
Yeah,
like the, and like Nary Indiana Jones, when you can pull the rope and you can hear the guy.
I mean, just there's so much, right, and that's what I love about any park at Disney, but definitely, you know, I'm excited to see the future of Hollywood Studios, but for now, it's still a pretty great park.
Yeah, I mean at least for the next couple of weeks. I know that once the lights, camera, action closes, and, you know, everything moves pretty quick there, so don't hold me to any of that.
Well, the thing is, too, I mean, at some point, they have to make a decision. They're not going to close the park, but they have to keep guests continuously entertained and happy for the admission price. I mean, it isn't. Yeah. It's not a cheap.
Enough stuff going on where people will still go there for the day.
Totally. And I thought that that was totally worthwhile. My favorite part, can I go into my favorite part, which is the ending?
Yeah.
I know that we were like waiting for this, but I was really excited. I don't know what I expected, but the end of the night, they have an incredible new fireworks show. And I guess part of me was really sad because we usually visit during the holidays and we get to see the Osborne light show, which is now gone. So, you know, this season, obviously it wouldn't have been Christmas anyways, but I was craving something like that. And to my surprise, they do have this incredible fireworks show that goes along with the movie of Star Wars. And I
not
really...
the movie, it goes along with the soundtrack.
Well, yeah, the soundtrack, but like the soundtrack... the whole thing, okay?
Yeah, at first I was kind of like, you know, it's going to be fireworks. But, you know, the first 5 minutes is a little bit slow. Maybe not 5 minutes. The 3 minutes is a little slow. But then it gets into it. And there's just something about the way that they redid. I know it's the same theme from the original Star Wars, but there's just something about the new one. I don't know if it's different, but they slowed it down or whatever they did to it. But they put that to fireworks, and it just gives you goosebumps.
It really does. And it literally... you know, where we were standing, you could pretty much stand, I don't know, about anywhere, but they do the firework. They launch the fireworks right behind the Great Movie Ride. So it's sort of in the center of the park, but there's really no bad place to stand to watch the fireworks show. The center, you can see sort of the big picture, but I feel like it was, at one point, I had my whole head turned to the left and then to the right to see the fireworks launching in the air. Like, they were just nonstop, continuous fireworks. And so it's called Symphony in the Stars. Actually,
they're actually coming up with a new one. So the one we saw isn't even the one they just announced a few days ago. They're doing a new one with a laser and fireworks show, which is going to be even more awesome. So if you're going in the future and you're listening to this, it's going to be even better.
You're so lucky. I know. I'm so jealous.
You saw the horrible one, and it's still awesome.
The horrible one gave us goosebumps, and like I thought. You know, you see fireworks at the Magic Kingdom, you see fireworks at Epcot, and those are absolutely spectacular, but there's just something about having fireworks, maybe because it's new, there was never fireworks really at Hollywood Studios like this before, and then the fact that it was goes along with the soundtrack of Star Wars.
Right.
Something about it, it's just like brilliant. Like, why hasn't there always been fireworks show with Star Wars? Yeah, like, what are we doing? Like, how do you do And we did see, I don't know if anyone out there is interested, but we did see the dessert party that people had joined and done. It is pricey. Galactic Spectacular.
It looked pretty cool, though, when we were sitting there staring at them eating dessert while the fireworks were going off.
Yeah.
I did kind of want some.
Yeah. The total Darth Vader cupcakes and all of that looked worth it, in my opinion, and I was super jealous. So that is definitely something, if you're going anytime soon and you want, you're lucky enough to go down, it's through, I believe, March 19, somewhere around there. So I would definitely check it out. It is pricey, $69 for adult, I think $39 for kids up to age 9.
If you're a couple, though, it's worth a shot. I mean, it's short, too. It's only a half hour.
It just looks amazing.
The fireworks go off at 8, so you still have time after that to get you. I think we ran over to the Tower of Terror, which our daughter went on.
So, milestone is that not only once, but twice.
Right.
So, there you go. We were, like, so proud.
She hasn't gone on in years.
Years. And I actually took some great photos of the Tower of Terror, because every time I go in there, I'm too scared, nervous, and that all I can think about is the drop and, like, getting onto the attraction. But this time, I was pacing myself and taking photos, and I took some really spooky, glamorous shots.
I think we had a fast pass after that, right?
Yeah.
And there was nobody in line. I think we were literally the only people in line. So we were like, can we just take some pictures? And the attendant's like, yeah, sure, take your time. There was nobody else in line.
There was nobody there.
Well, the fast pass line. There was people in the other line.
She was so nice. So that's one of the things, too. Like, we weren't really 100% sure now, because with everything that's they're changing, once we collected our tickets, there's a kiosk there where you can choose your fast passes. They get there early because the most popular attractions get chosen really quickly. And even us, where we were in line at 9:30, the park opened at 9. We were in line for our fast passes at 9:30. This is, of course, if you don't have their Fast Pass Plus experience with your Magic Band. Things like the Star Tours, things like the Tower of Terror, the first and earliest fast pass time was at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you have to get there pretty early and go right to the kiosk. Well, we didn't have our Magic Bands because we weren't staying on property, so we had the cards.
Yeah, Right. So, and, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
Like, you can, you know, we were happy with, it doesn't matter, because it's not like as if you don't, especially for Hollywood studios where the park doesn't involve too much walking, it's no big deal for us from go to point A to point B. So, and plus, you're going to want to go on the Tower more than once, so you could save your fast pass for that night time experience or whatever. It's fine. I don't know. I'm into the fast pass and I'm not. I'm like an 80s kid. Like, I'm used to waiting in long lines.
I'm in the fast pass. You know what? It gives you options. It gives you the option to go on when you want, if you really feel like it. I'm all about the fast pass for the option of going then. I don't necessarily, unless you can choose it, like before you go, you can choose your time. When they give you a time, it's like, I don't have to go on at that time. But if I'm near that area, I'll go on it because it's a short line. But I don't want to, I wouldn't wait till that time to go on the ride. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I mean. Especially with things that like that, where it's, you're going to want to experience it at least twice.
All right, so we're catching up on 30 minutes here.
You okay?
Oh, I was kind of stuttering there a little bit. Let's give some shout-outs. Let's give a – you know what? We have to talk about – this is going to be a two-parter. So this is part one. Part two will be next week. And in part two, this is a little teaser. I'm going to talk about a bus ride that I took. Yes, we actually took a bus ride.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll tell you the story about that on the next podcast episode next week. So tune in for that. I think we should give some shout-outs to some people who left us some reviews. So in next week's part two episode, we'll talk about the Magic Kingdom because we visited that. We'll talk about Pecos Bills. We went there. Maybe we'll get into some things we did at the Magic Kingdom and noticed. We went to the campgrounds. We did a few things there.
And, the campgrounds are a lot of fun, I have to say.
We'll talk about the bus ride as well.
One quick thing, too. I want to just say I thank you, everyone out there, for all your emails. So great to hear from everybody. As Bruce says, it totally makes my day. I haven't had a lot of time to catch up with the emails. I've been getting a lot. So if I haven't responded, I'm sorry, but I will get to you. One email that I want to actually answer on air, and hopefully you're listening. This is from Elise. She's actually going to Walt Disney World March 4th through 12th. So I know that's right around the corner, and I want to answer this for you. And she was worried about transportation within the parks because they're not staying on property. But however, they are renting a car. Bonus. That's awesome. Yeah. So let me just tell you that that's three quarters of it. If you have a car rental, you really can come in and go as you please. One thing to keep in mind with the car rental and not staying on property is just make sure you budget out ahead of time that Disney does require, they charge a fee to park at the theme park. So if you go to Magic Kingdom, wherever, that day, it's $20. However, if you are park hopping, so say you go to the Magic Kingdom for 6 hours and then you decide to go to the Hollywood Studios, you only had to pay for that one day fee. So you don't have to keep going around paying for at each park.
Right.
But it is per day, so just keep that in mind because it can get pricey if you're going to go to 4 or 5 parks, 4 days or 5 days of parks. Which is something to note, but definitely having a car is awesome. If you're not staying on property, just give yourself a little time for traveling. You know, it's just, it's simple and easy once you get into the Disney gate. And it's really actually easy driving, but outside of that area, if you just decide to wander off into Florida a little bit, it's tricky. It's all highway driving and everyone seems to know where they're going except me. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Got it.
All right. That was my one email I wanted to mention. But
who was that from?
I hope I pronounced your name correctly. It's Elise, A-L-E-S-E. I apologize if I didn't get the name right. We've got some really unique and wonderful names from people that are listening to the show, so sometimes I get a little worried because,
well, on iTunes they say, like, let us know if we can say your name or not. I'm just gonna say it anyway, so if you put a review on there, I'm saying your name, just so you know. It's probably not like, the real name on iTunes anyway. I'm not going to put my real name so they don't listen. I like the show, but I don't want my friends to know that I like the show.
Oh, let me just say really quickly, I haven't gotten back to you, Betsy, but I'm going to answer you right now. I just want to thank you ahead of time and kind of giggle because one of our email signatures had a spelling error, Bruce, in it. It happens.
You know what? Not only do I act like an 8-year-old when we go to Disney, but I spell and talk like one too.
He just gets so excited sometimes, and his response or whatever, and he just doesn't have time, and it's not until he
just hits send. I don't think about it. I'll answer it, and I just hit send, you know? And then I'm like, oh, I sent that, son of a nutcracker.
You're not one of those people. I'm one of those people. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. It's just hilarious, and I actually really got a kick out of it.
So let's do some shout-outs. I'm going to give two shout-outs from two reviews on iTunes. Thank you so much. If you haven't left a review on iTunes, I really appreciate it. We really love reading those. Thank you so much for those. L.H. Grabowski left a 5-star review. Great information for everybody. Isaac Katri left a 5-star review. I think I'm saying that name right. K-A-T-R-I. Katri?
Yes.
Okay. And Isaac said that, P.S., you can say my full name, LOL. So he obviously listens to the show. Two things we don't know how to do. If we can say your name or not, and we always talk about renting a car.
Oh, my gosh.
So those are a few reviews we left. If you have any questions or anything, info at unlockingthemagic.com.
Oh, my gosh. Address. Wait, no. I forgot to talk about one like huge important thing about what? Hollywood Studios. Ah, let's just start this whole podcast over. I forgot.
What is it?
I wanted to talk about Walt Disney One Man's Dream. So Walt Disney One Man's Dream is still there as of now. You know, there's rumors that it's leaving, but as of now, the museum part is there. So please, please, please go take your kids and go see some memorabilia. You know, it's really interesting to see how it all started. The movie is no longer there.
Boo.
I know.
Or his office. Boo, too.
So that was disappointing. We actually didn't even go to see that. The movie that they have now is like a little show about.
Well, it's a new movie that's coming out.
Yeah, which is fine. It's like their way of advertising the movie. I don't like it. I didn't even go. Either. We like boycotted it because not anything against the movie. It's just we wanted to see Walt Disney. So what I really recommend for all of you out there, you know, whether your kids are really, really young, really, really old, or teenagers and they think they know everything and don't want to listen to you, get them to watch or listen to anything about Walt Disney, the man, Roy Disney, you know, just to get them connected with him as a person rather than just this place, because I really feel like that's the missing link that a lot of people don't have time to do. If you could do that at home now that the, especially now that that movie's closed, I really feel like it's a great way to connect with your family. So yeah. Bruce says that you can go to Audible or something.
Yeah, if you get, I think there's two books that you should read. There's, I have one right here. It's called Walt Disney, an American original.
Well, that's for older, yeah.
No, that's like the story of him. And then being like Walt is another good book. So you can get those on Audible. And we've teamed up with Audible. So if you go to audibletrial.com/magic, you can get one of those books on audio for free.
Yeah.
So that was audibletrial.com/magic. Yeah. There'll be a link to that in the show notes if you want to go to. This is episode number 43.
You say that with like a question mark?
43 with a question mark. 43.
You tell us, audience out there. What?
I'm looking it up right now, actually, as we speak. This is episode number 43. I mean, yeah, it's episode number 43.
So,
44.
Yeah.
See, I was wrong.
It's 44 already? 44. Wow.
So, unlockmagic.com/44, and that'll bring you to the show notes where you can get that free audiobook and pick up Connie's packing list. I think I'm actually going to sign up for that right now since I forgot some things on the trip.
Yes, please, Bruce, will you sign up, print one of those, have it printed and on your husband's suitcase. Don't pack for your husband. Just give him the list. If he forgets something, he's on his own. Yeah. What? Like, he's got to go to Walgreens to pick up a toothbrush. Well, there you go.
I rent the car and go to Walgreens.
You forgot your stuff. And there are a few things I'm going to add on that packing list actually, as we speak, because there's definitely some things on there. Like I said, it keeps growing, but for the best. Like I just thought of the other day, I don't wear glasses or contacts, but our niece – does, and she had to turn around and go grab her contacts. You know, she was
driving.
They were already packed up and ready to go, and she was panicking because she forgot them. So that's something that I didn't think of because I don't use them. But definitely somebody out there probably wants to be able to see. I'm just assuming.
Be important.
So anyway.
All right. So we are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. You can find that over at the website Unlocking the Magic. And if you have a question, you know, we're going to do once in a while these listener email shows, info@unlockingthemagic.com. And what do we got going on? Anything else, Connie?
That's it. I'm going to get back to everybody's emails tonight. I got some really great ones. One about a certain attire, what they should wear. I have someone going for a special occasion. I don't know if I'm going to mention it on air just in case it's a surprise, but I'm definitely going to get back to you on email. I actually received someone's itinerary the other day.
That's awesome.
I know. So
I have
excited.
A question of the show because I'm curious about this.
You do?
Question of the day. Have you stayed at the Fort Wilderness Campgrounds? I want to hear if you have and tell me if you liked it and how it went, because I always wanted to stay there. I don't necessarily love camping, but I love camping there.
It's
so
magical.
I've always wanted to stay there. So I'm trying to convince everybody to stay there. Let us know if you've stayed there and how your experience
or, is. Yeah, maybe even if you're just considering it,
yeah.
You know?
No, I don't want to hear if you didn't consider it, because I'm considering it.
Oh, that's true.
I want to hear if you stayed there.
True. Sorry.
Question of the day. Have you stayed
question
there?
If
so,
day.
How'd it go?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. I think that's it.
Cool.
All right. We'll see you next week with part two. Stay tuned for that. I took a bus ride.
Bye, everybody.
See you next week.